The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, you're listening to Fresh FM. I'm Chrissy Small, and in this community conversations, I have musician Rennie Pearson, who is back and will be playing a one-off gig at Ruby Bay Store before he is off on an adventure. Kia ora, Rennie, how are you?
Kia ora, Chrissy. Thanks for having me back on the show. Yeah, I'm very excited that we were able to fit in this last show before I head back to Australia.
Yeah, look, it's so good. It's a lovely wee venue that you'll be playing at, of course. Just a bit biased.
Well, and of course, you were very highly involved in making that happen.
Look, Rennie, it's always delightful to have you at the Ruby Bay Store because it's such an intimate theatre. You're bringing a wonderful solo show to the theatre, which is this Sunday the 20th. And So 7 p.m, of course, it will kick off. Currently, you're staying in Golden Bay with family again. And how have you coped with the floods?
We've been okay, but some people have been hit pretty hard. It's been interesting. I went for a walk down Payne's Ford yesterday, and it was all up, all over the fields. The river was just huge, but we've been all right.
Yeah, a lot of people haven't been, eh? And so look, Rennie, tell us a little bit about what you're going to be presenting on Sunday night.
So the show is all about the music and the songs, the tunes, the songs and the stories and the history from Ireland, Scotland, and the Maritimes of Canada. So it's a bit of a journey through a whole bunch of different aspects of Celtic music, and telling about where they fit in context with history, and telling the stories behind them, perhaps the stories behind the instruments that I'm playing on. I'm going to be playing on a big variety of different instruments, the wooden flute, a few Irish whistles, the fiddle, the bolron, the Irish frame drum, and guitar, but, of course, singing as well. So, it's going to be quite a variety of different sounds, quite a variety of different types of tunes and songs over the course of the evening. And I'm also going to be joined by a very special guest, an amazing guitarist from over here in the Bay called Kushla Kozalu. And so we've been playing a bit together recently, and she's going to come over and we're going to do a few tunes and songs together as well at the Ruby Bay Store.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. And of course, you know, your singing, your Celtic singing is just wonderful, and if anyone hasn't heard you yet, you need to come along and support Rennie. And of course, this is just kind of the end of the New Zealand leg of your journey, and you're heading back over to Australia. What's going on? Where are you heading to from there?
So when I get back to Australia, I will be jumping relatively quickly back into a Victoria tour, which is taking place over August. I'll be doing a New South Wales tour in October, doing a bunch more stuff over the summer as well, hopefully coming back to New Zealand over the summer as well. And then early next year, the plan is actually to move to Ireland.
Right. Okay. So there's been a bit of a delay in that move. You were originally going to be going this year, weren't you?
I was going to be heading around now, but things are just going super well in Australia and over here. And I was a bit hesitant to rush off too quickly, so I postponed it a wee bit.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, well, we don't want the Irish to claim to claim you as theirs. A bit like Australia is probably doing with you now. I suppose you don't get into those Pavlova arguments over there.
Oh no, try and avoid that stuff, you know.
I dare you to write a Celtic song about Pavlova coming from New Zealand.
Yeah, I'll see if I can make that into a... There'd have to be some disaster and death in it.
and some wild, woolly kind of mountainous, coastal regions just for a bit of, atmosphere.
Yeah, some landscape. I feel like the pavlova might not feature very heavily in the song about a pavlova.
Yeah, or it could be about a mountain that's very shaped like a pavlova. Oh, look, Rennie, it sounds like you're on a real musical journey and international musical journey at that.
Yeah, it's been super nice to be able to sort of make this my living, right? Like, it's kind of every musician's dream to be able to do it. Well, actually, that's probably not true, but it's a lot of musicians' dream to be able to make it, pay the bills and earn the bread. And it's super nice to be able to live that lifestyle where I do have such an abundance of time to work on my music and to play and to have being able to share it be such a massive part of my life, you know.
Very fortunate. But then you've worked really hard to get where you are now. How many years?
Yeah, for sure.
How many years have you been working at it?
Oh, I mean, I guess I started playing the flute when I was about 7, so I've been working at it since then.
Not bad for a 65-year-old. Oops, I'm just joking.
Yeah.
And of course, your family, tell me, they're musically inspired as well?
Yeah, they are. So my dad's a really quite amazing guitar player. He's sort of a living room guitarist. You know, you wouldn't catch him performing much, but he's just amazing when he's playing in the living room, especially when he thinks that nobody's listening. And Mum's a really great musician as well. She sings, she plays guitar, she plays the flute as well. Wow. She's even got a little trio. In fact, I think they may have played at the Ruby Bay store, the Singing Sisters.
Oh, yes. They're called. Absolutely. Yeah. I didn't realise there was a family connection, Rennie.
They're one of those sisters is my mum.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, they were fantastic too. Oh, brilliant. Oh, well, you've come from good musical stock.
Yeah, thanks.
You need to put a family album out called The Living Room.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea, actually. Living room sessions or something.
I reckon that could be good. Yeah.
Live in the living room. Yeah.
Living in the living room. you could have a play on words with that. Rennie, I really wish you luck, and I'm sure the listeners do too, in your musical journey internationally. And before you pop over to Ireland, it'll be great to have you back and touring locally again. You're very, very well loved, and people here, Rennie is so popular, you have to get in and book. So rubybaystore.co.nz is where you will book. To come and see Rennie this Sunday at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6 p.m. And Rennie, let us go out on one of your songs. What one are you going to send through?
So the one that I'm sending through is called The Scottish Flute Set, and it's the first track of my album From Across the Seas, and it's a set of 3 tunes. And they're tunes that have made their way from the highlands of Scotland across the wild, raging seas to this little island called Cape Breton Island on the east coast of Canada, where the Highland Scots migrated to, or many of them did, during the Highland clearances. And this music has been kept alive in this amazing sort of time capsule that's preserved the Highland Scottish culture. So these are some of the tunes that have made that journey and have now made that journey all the way over here to New Zealand, where I've been playing them around the country. And so three tunes. The first one's called Lady Louisa Gordon's Strathspey. The second one's called Monlochy Bridge. And the last one's called Lord Seaforth Reel.
Wow, fantastic. Okay, folks, well, this will give you a taste of what to expect on Sunday evening. And, of course, obviously you're not singing on this track, are you?
Not on this one, no.
But I assure you, listeners, that Rennie is got the most beautiful Celtic sounding voice. So
thank you.
Oh, we love your ballads. You know, you really do invoke that real Celtic feel. So, you know, that's why I'm scared that the Irish will claim you as this. To be sure.
Oh, thank you so much, Chrissy, and thanks all right. for the chat.
Yeah, look, thanks for taking time out to talk with us today, and you know, we'll see you on Sunday.
Sounds good. I'll be there.
Great. Thanks, Rennie. Take care.
All right.
Stay Bye. Dry.
Yeah, you too. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.